Lauren Seibold has written this article in the September 2017 issue of Signs of the Times. It's entitled, Why Bother with Church? Your narrator is Calvin Follett. Of course I believe in Jesus, Tom said. He shrugged. I just don't see a need to go to church. Tell me why, I said. Church is boring. All they do is ask for money. It uses up so much of a person's weekend time. I can get to know God just as well alone. Well, okay, I said, if that's the way you feel about it. Tom looked slightly disappointed. I think he expected more of an argument from me since I'm a minister. To change the subject, Tom, I said, how's your football team doing? Tom's head came up, his face brightened. They're in first place, he said. Every game is great, huh? Never a dull moment? Well, not really, Tom sighed. They started the season well, but lately they've gone into a slump. So I suppose you don't bother to go to games now. Of course I do, Tom said. My team needs my support, whether or not they're winning. Besides, it's exciting to root for your team with thousands of other fans. But don't you have other things to do on the weekend? Sure, Tom said, but mowing can wait. I suppose you get into the games for free. Free, Tom snorted. Hardly. The tickets cost $50 each. They ask you for money? It's expensive, Tom admitted, but you support what you believe in. Suddenly he grinned at me rather sheepishly. You really didn't change the subject, did you? No, I confessed, I didn't. Isn't it curious that watching football with others is a high priority for you, but worshiping God with others isn't? Now, it's true that some parts of the practice of religious faith are best done alone. Great men and women of faith have always spent solitary time with God. Abraham talked with God alone under the stars. David prayed alone at his window. Jesus recommended going into a room alone and closing the door so that you could pray without interruption. But to sustain an active, living faith, you must also share with others. When God began to teach his people how to maintain a relationship with him, he told them to build a sanctuary, a gathering place, where he could dwell among them. Exodus 25, verse 8. The early Christians also knew the importance of worshiping together. Let us not give up meeting together, wrote the author of Hebrews. Let me give you five reasons why attending church is important. Number one, the benefit of learning together. When the Apostle Paul visited a church called Berea, the people listened attentively, and after he finished preaching, something even more important happened. They studied together to see if what he said was true. So the Bible calls the Bereans people of noble character in Acts 17, verse 11. One of the best reasons for going to church is that church is the place where we can learn about God. We learn from preachers, to be sure, but we also learn from searching the Bible together, from sharing our insights with one another. Educators will tell you there's no better way to learn than to study with others. We also learn from the example of other Christians. He who walks with the wise grows wise, says the Bible in Proverbs 13:20. A young man once said, "You know what made me decide to want to be a Christian?" He nodded in the direction of an older gentleman standing by. "It was when I met Jim. I thought, that's the kind of person I want to grow up to be like." We learn to live the Christian life from those who have lived it well. Number two, the joy of shared enthusiasm. Do you love the Lord? You do. Then wouldn't it be nice to be with others who love him as you do? Unless we encourage one another in our love for the Lord, that love may fade. One of the most powerful reasons for being part of a church is that it keeps our love for God active and alive. Just as following your football team's games keeps your enthusiasm for the team high. Of course, football is just a game. But faith is about life and death, about how we live good times, how we stand through the hard times, how we face the end of life, or our hope for eternal life. As we share with others our enthusiasm for God, we strengthen our commitment. Number three, the strength of community. To every life will come some hard times, times that we need to rely on friends for help. Two are better than one, the Bible says, because if one falls down, his friend can help him up, Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 and 10. That's what churches do so well. A church is a family, a place where people love one another, enough to help one another through the hard times. A friend of mine recently lost his wife with ovarian cancer. I don't know what my children and I would have done without the support of a church family, he said. They prayed for us, they encouraged us, they brought us food and helped us in thousands of ways. And in the end, they wept with us, the people in our church, were there for us when we needed them. And it should be added, the church was available for that family because that family had spent many years building up those relationships. In the words of Solomon, "Pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up," Ecclesiastes 4, verse 10. Number 4, the miracle of changed lives. Don't ask me to explain it fully, but I know it's true. In churches, people's lives are changed for the better. I've seen people who've gone through great crisis get back on their feet again through the support of the church. I've seen those who struggled with temptations overcome them. I've seen folks turn their lives around 180 degrees from self-destructive and hurtful to joyful, happy, and peaceful. There's something about being an active part of a church that gives God the opportunity to touch people's lives and change them. Number 5, the power of a shared vision. Many hands make light work, the old saying goes. A healthy church brings people together to accomplish good things. My church, for example, has a vision of educating our children in a church environment. By working together, we're able to run an elementary school for our children, something a family couldn't do by itself. By working together, we've been able to build a mission church in a third world country. By working together, we're able to sponsor educational events for our community. A few grumpy people complain that churches are always asking for money. What they don't realize is that people give money to the church because they have something they want to accomplish by investing together. They want to bring Christ's love to the world. We pool our resources so that we can uplift others and ultimately make our world a nicer place. Are churches always perfect? Always happy? No. Churches are made up of human beings who love God, but are still quite human. Even ministers can sometimes disappoint us. Still, God's church is a wonderful place. As Ellen White once said, "The church is the theater of God's grace, in which He delights to reveal His power to transform hearts." I can't think of a better place to be.